And it's a great pleasure. Welcome to our show today. Man who has written a very interesting book about a very interesting subject. The great actor Steve McQueen. The name of the book is called Steve McQueen. We're joined by New York Times bestselling author Mark Elliott today. And Mark, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I had a chance to read through the book. Really enjoyed it. And was sort of a fan of Steve McQueen, a little bit before my time, but I enjoyed some of his work. It must have been kind of an interesting topic for you. He was a different kind of guy, wasn't he?
He was. He was a special guy, not particularly well-liked in Hollywood, wasn't your typical Hollywood type star. But in the 20 years that he made movies, he made 28 films, and a great deal of those movies hold up very well today.
I was kind of surprised. I mean, you think of movie stars, they make 50, 60, 100 movies, a relatively small body of work, although he did die at the age of 50, but I thought he made more movies than that. That was kind of interesting.
Only 28, which barely gets him into the pantheon. By comparison, I think Clint Eastwood's made about 80 movies, 82 movies, so Cary Grant did 86 movies, I think, so... 28 is not that much, but you know, James Dean only made 3.
Right, right. Just the
so,
before
you know, it's kind of a relative thing.
Yeah. Came up kind of a hard childhood he had. You talk about that in the book. That really really shaped his personality, I guess, throughout the rest of his life, didn't it?
It did. He was the product of a one-night stand. His mother was young, kind of an easy girl. The father was a stunt pilot for a circus, and he abandoned the family, and Steve was shunted around. The mother couldn't take care of him. She gave him to an uncle, then she took him back, then she gave him back to the uncle. He eventually ran away to the Merchant Marines. He became something of a delinquent. He wound up in reform school, and the story is really one of a boy looking for a mother. You see it throughout the three marriages, and, it's something like in Citizen Kane, when Charles Foster Kane goes through all of that stuff, and at the end, they just can't figure him out, and somebody throws that sled into the furnace, and
right.
It says Rosebud, and you say, it's about the mother. Basically, that's what this is about. Steve's first wife was a very motherly woman. She was older than him. She took a lot of abuse from him, his form of testing her loyalty. The second marriage to Allie McGraw didn't work as well because she wasn't very maternal. And the third marriage to a very young, much younger woman, Barbara, he became the father figure. And interestingly enough, he moved to a small town in upstate California. He was born in a small town. He married a young girl. His mother was a young girl. And he took up stunt flying as a hobby, which is exactly what his father did. So at the end, just before he got really sick, he kind of tried to duplicate a more perfect version of that childhood.
Yeah, just reading through your book, you almost get the sense that acting to him was just a way to pay the bills. He didn't really seem to enjoy it, at least from the artistic point of view, just a way to make money. I guess he may have enjoyed doing it, I don't know, but it was more like just finding, like you said, a way to find some peace in his life from the money he made from that. Is that accurate?
I would say it's accurate to the degree that he had no method, even though he studied method acting. It really didn't work for him, and when you put actors in front of cameras and they have no technique, it's discomforting. It's difficult because they're working off their natural charisma. Steve didn't put a lot of stock in that. If you notice in his films, very rarely is he a romantic lead, yet off screen he was one of the great players of his day, and women adored him. So he really didn't connect with the Steve McQueen who he was, with the Steve McQueen that was on screen. On screen, he was strictly action. Off screen, he was action and romance.
He kind of played a version of himself, I guess, in every movie. He wasn't really what you call a
character actor then.
Yeah.
No, he was definitely not a character actor. He was a Hollywood leading man whose personality was what people went to see. It didn't really matter what the film was, as long as it was a Steve McQueen film. And in that sense, he's very similar to only a handful of actors who could do that. Humphrey Bogart was one. Mm-hmm. Cary Grant was one. Clint Eastwood is one. Spencer Tracy essentially always played the same character. And Steve McQueen. So if you liked what he did, then you liked his movies.
Some of those great ones, of course, Magnificent Seven, The Great Escape, Thomas Crown Affair, The Bullet, some other ones. I remember, of course, Papillon, I guess probably his final great film, right, that he made in the 70s with Dustin Hoffman. But that's a film he didn't really enjoy making, I guess, right, from what you talk about in the book?
Well, he didn't, and that was a film that he made, I think, to pay off the IRS. And it was a difficult film. He didn't get along with Dustin Hoffman. Their acting styles didn't mesh. Dustin Hoffman liked to have visitors come to the set all the time. Steve McQueen closed off the set, didn't want anybody there. There was a lot of makeup involved. It was a very physical film for him at a time when he wasn't in that good a shape. It was a difficult film for him, but it was a hit. It was a big hit movie and helped him prolong his career.
And you talk about in the book, I mean, he had trouble over the years with alcohol and drugs as well. Of course, he got the cancer, at the age of 49 or early 50.
Right.
And do you think his lifestyle had anything to do with that disease, or was that just one of those things, you know, you get the cancer?
Well, he actually had mesothelioma.
Yeah.
And he got it because when he was in the Merchant Marines, he was thrown into the brig, and his job was to strip the pipes of asbestos. We know now today that not only asbestos is the leading cause of mesothelioma, but there's about a 35-year gestation period. So when you look at the figures, when he was in the Merchant Marines and when he died, it pretty well matches up. So you can say at an early age he was kind of doomed. As for the rest of it, the drugs and the drinking and the peyote and all of that, he was somebody who had access. And people, would push each other out of the way to get those drugs to him. And his body tolerated them as well as anybody's up to a point. But a lot of that stopped when the Manson murders took place because he came within a shade of being at that house that night. And I think that shook him up and kind of cold turkeyed him a little bit.
Mm. I remember when he was going through the illness and it became public, he was trying some experimental treatments. I remember Laetrile was one of them, and there's some stories he went to Mexico, I believe, or some other countries, but obviously it did not help him. But I remember that at that point. But it's hard to imagine, only 50 years old, that he passed away, or 30 years ago now, and he still has a mark. People still are big fans of his, aren't they?
Very much so, and he never really faded away. It's a great thing today that we have DVDs and Turner Classic Movies and places you can rent films. When I was a kid growing up and you saw the film in the movie and that was it, you saw it once,
right,
you were lucky. Today we can all be film scholars in a sense because we've got all the material at hand. If you want to see a Steve McQueen film today, you can see it today, almost every one of his films. That's really a wonderful.
Really is. And the name of the book is Steve McQueen, A Biography. We've been talking with Mark Elliott. And Mark, I know you've written a lot of books about different actors and pop culture. It's an interesting field to be writing about. You got something else coming up next?
I do. I can't quite mention who it is, but there's somebody who everybody, I think, will want to read about. A pretty good story. Just about finished with it. And then I've got one I'm going to begin pretty soon, so one of these days I think I'll take a break, but right now I've got to keep working.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to you when the next one comes out, but this one I know is going to do well. And Mark, you have a website you want to give out? People can get a hold of the book or ask your question?
Sure. MarkElliott.net, M-A-R-C-E-L-I-O-T.net, and easy to find.
Mark, pleasure to talk to you again, and look forward to the next book. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.